Hello and welcome to FutureWise, the podcast in which we talk about education and careers. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari, and for the past few episodes, we've been talking about the impact of COVID-19 on jobs and education. Today, we'll be talking about U.S. immigration, as the U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 60-day ban on immigrants seeking to live and work in America permanently. He also said that this could be extended based on the economic conditions in U.S. after the coronavirus pandemic. I have M. Saraswati with me to discuss this in detail. Hi, Saraswati. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Keetana.
Saraswati, who will be impacted by the U.S. President's decision?
So as far as, the decision by President Donald Trump is concerned, this will only impact those who are seeking a green card or a legal permanent residency in the United States for the next 2 months. So typically, U.S. issues about 1.4 lakh employment-based green cards every year with a per-country cap of around 7%. So this is typically for those who want to live in the U.S. on a permanent basis. And there are different various categories of visas being EB-1, EB-2, EB-3, EB-1-3, among others. And EB-5 is another category that is also gaining prominence for visa. So if you want to live in the U.S. as a permanent citizen or as a U.S. citizen, you will no longer be allowed for the next 2 months.
Okay. And what kind of visas will be impacted?
So President Donald Trump has said that when he first tweeted about immigration being stopped, there was a lot of misinterpretation that had happened. So people had presumed that, IT workers from India, for instance, who go on H-1B visas would be impacted, as well as short-term, work visas which Indians go on for will be impacted. However, President Donald Trump has clarified in a press conference yesterday that this is not applicable for any non-immigrant visa like H-1B visa. Even, seasonal visas offered for agricultural workers or for retail and other project-based workers will not be impacted. It's only full-time visas that will be offered in the next 60 days that will be impacted. However, he has said that for individuals who are already there in the U.S. as well, there will be no impact, as in they won't be asked to leave on an immediate basis.
So the ones who already have green cards are safe?
Yes, they are safe. And also as far as, Indians who are in the U.S. on short-term projects or who are studying in the U.S. Under different courses and have other short-term employments that they are already doing. Because typically to support your education, students work part-time jobs in, say, elderly care or things like they work in malls and other retail outlets. So those short-term jobs and non-immigrant visa-led jobs will not be impacted. So Indians there are safe as of now.
What about visiting visas? Will those be impacted?
No, as far as visiting visas or tourist visas are concerned, there will be no impact as such on that. However, we know that U.S. is slowly becoming worst affected due to the coronavirus and with almost 45,000 deaths that have occurred there. So it is unlikely that, the United States will open up borders anytime soon. So anyway, tourist visas are unlikely to be issued at this point. But even otherwise, tourist visas, even if, say, the U.S. opens up in, say, 1 or 2 months, tourist visas as such will not be impacted. It is only primarily for the work visas that the president has talked about. So the idea there is that the first preference for employment should be given to the American worker and not to people from other countries.
Okay. And we know that many Indians are already residing in U.S. and every year there are more and more Indians trying to move to U.S. So in that basis, how many Indians could see the impact of this?
So typically, every year about 15 to 17,000 Indians receive green cards under, EB-1, EB-2, EB-3 among others. So these are employment-based green cards wherein, the company that you're about to work in acts as a sponsor and they offer a guarantee for you and they offer a guarantee saying that this person has a higher than industry standard qualification, which is why we need to bring this person from abroad for this employment opportunity. So So for long-term contracts, especially in consulting firms, they hire people from India and then they post them on a permanent basis there. And after a few months, you get a green card. Now, anyway, on one hand, you know, the waiting list has increased for green cards, be it in EB-DB2, EB-3, EB-5, wherein almost 6 to 7 months of wait list is being increased, before which you get to know whether your application is confirmed or not. So on one hand, almost 17,000-18,000 Indians who would have applied this year, of course, will not get any position till after 60 days or when it finally opens up. At a later stage as well, those who are for EB-5 visas who are already there in the waiting list, their applications are likely to be cancelled and probably they would be asked to reapply.
Okay. Will the IT sector have any impacts?
So, you know, as far as the IT sector is concerned, because of the layoff situation, there could be some short-term concerns, because if an IT employee who has gone to the U.S. on an H-1B visa is, you know, let go because of the prevailing coronavirus situation, he or she would find it very tough to find a job in the current economic situation. So individuals have anyway sought that, you know, the post-job extension limit should be increased from 60 to 180 days. Now, the Trump administration has not yet taken a final call, but we believe that there could be some impact as far as H-1B is concerned, not from, you know, the current Trump announcement, but generally from a job loss perspective. Of course, you know, you wouldn't be allowed to stay back in the U.S. without the H-1B visa renewal. But the 180-day thing is given in, some Indians can benefit. Because a lot of Indians go to the U.S. on H-1B thinking that as of date later, there could be some job opportunity that could help you get a green card. Typically, you know, in as far as the H-1B visas are concerned, India tops the list as far as registrations. So, last year itself, almost 2,75,000 registrations had come in, of which almost 68% were from India. So it looks like that it is tough time ahead. And of course, new H-1B visas are anyway not being issued because IT companies are, you know, cutting down on costs.
And lastly, Saraswati, can we talk about the students? So would it also affect students who are trying to apply abroad, and you know, who probably, you know, applied to US universities and got in? How would they go to the US?
So at this point, you know, while the green card rules typically do not apply for students because they go on student visas, but a lot of Indians send their children abroad to ensure that they find, you know, after they complete their course, they find a permanent job in the United States. But considering that, you know, President Donald Trump has taken tough stands on immigrants ever since he took over, it is likely that his stringent policies would continue. So Indian students, of course, I mean, their applications would be accepted, and of course, online classes would open up, say, from September or October. But if some of them are looking for any job opportunities in the middle of their course or after their course is over, even if it's a 12-month or a 15-month program, they would find it very tough. Because unless you are, say, a candidate of extraordinary ability or you have very high skills which an average American worker does not have, you may not find employment opportunities. Or in other words, the U.S. government may not allow a company to hire any, you know, Indian or any other international student if there is someone of the same skill set available from America. So I guess for students, this is a bit of a dampener, because anyway, the U.S. has been taking a tough stand as far as providing post-education employment is concerned. And with the COVID scenario, it is expected that the tightening of rules will further continue.
Right. And also, we'll also have to wait for the U.S. elections and see if the stand will continue, or, you know, if a Democrat comes in and the immigration laws would change.
Yeah, that is also there.
Okay. Thank you so much, Saraswati, for all these updates.
Thank you, Keetana.
And before I wrap up this episode, here is some good news. Money Control Pro, India's fastest growing financial subscription service, turns a year old. Money Control Pro has been providing actionable investment ideas exclusive analysis, curated market data, and all these in an ad-free experience. You can now subscribe to MC Pro at a special offer price of just 1 rupee a day. While you're at it, look out for benefits worth ₹20,000, available only for Pro users. And you can log on to the Money Control website and the app to find out more. Remember, the offer is only valid from 21st April to 7th May. With that, it's a wrap on this episode. If you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.